are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
Week 5 waiver wire ads and so much more coming up on Fourth and Flex.
Are you ready? Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, buddy. What's going on?
Not much, my dog. You know, it's a dumpster fire of a waiver wire this week. But, you know, we're here. We're doing it. We're getting it figured out. We got to find guys on the waiver. So here we are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Here we are indeed. Guys, before we get started on the ads, we got to hear from our friends at Thrive Fantasy. Guys, right now, Thrive Fantasy has got some insane offers going on over there. If you're a betting man like we are, go over to Thrive Fantasy right now. They've got some killer props for you right now. Justin Fields over 0.5 passing yards. Free money. Free money. We also got Davante Adams over 0.5 receiving yards. Also free money. And then CeeDee Lamb over 0.5 receiving yards. Take that money. It's out there for free. All you got to do is go to Thrive Fantasy, use our promo code Fourth and Flex, or you can just go down in the description. There is a link right there. Take you where you want to go, and let's make some money together, buddy. What do you think?
Definitely, definitely. And for you, those of you guys that don't like those head-to-head kind of competitions or going against a bunch of people, you know, thousands of people or whatever, they also have pick-ems on there as well, where you just pick, you know, a couple over-unders and then you get a multiplier. So, you know, if you pick 5, you get them right, multiply by 20, you make bank. You know, so if you don't like going against the whole crowd, all you got to do is pick the right choices and you'll win instant money.
Yes, sir. And we love some instant money.
No doubt.
But we're here for a reason, buddy, and we are here for our waiver wire ads, week 5. Let's go ahead and find out what's on the wire. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What is on the wire this week? Let's go ahead and hop to our quarterbacks. Quarterback waiver wire ads, jumping right into it. I'm starting off with our boy, C.J. Stroud, the greatest rookie coming out of this year's class. He went 16 of 30, 306 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, which I think is something to worth mentioning, Trey. It's the second time this season that he's gone over 300 yards. So, I mean, this guy is somebody to look out for, man. I mean, I'm picking him up in a league or two, man, because he's doing things and he can really help your team out, Trey.
No doubt, no doubt. You know, C.J. Stroud finally finding his stride, you know, getting those yards, getting those receivers. I mean, Nico Collins and all these guys over here catching the balls, and he's putting them up there, man. I mean, I'm impressed by what he's done. It didn't look great in the first couple games, but he's starting to get it together, man, and it's reflecting for fantasy, so I like it.
Absolutely, buddy, absolutely. I mean, if you can get a quarterback that's thrown over 300 yards, man, sign me up.
No doubt, no doubt. But moving on to our next quarterback waiver wire ad, Mr. Sam Howell, baby, you know, not the prettiest of quarterbacks, but he gets it done on the field. 29 of 41 for 290 yards and 1 touchdown, had 40 rushing yards on 6 carries. And he has the Bears on Thursday Night Football. So I think he's a great streamer for this week in Superflex leagues, and monitor his performance because he could be good to start weeks to come.
Absolutely, yeah. Definitely super flex, man. There's better options out there for your standard leagues. But I do love him as a super flex possibility. So speaking of guys who aren't pretty or looking great out there but can be good in a super flex, just a maybe potential add, I've got Mitch Trubisky. That's a name you haven't heard in a long time, and there's a reason you haven't heard that name in a long time. Look, he stepped up in relief of Kenny Pickett. This is obviously a Hail Mary. I have no other choice. Break glass in case of emergency type pick for you. But I mean, if you're really struggling and you need a guy, I mean, this guy can get you, you know, a few points and get you where you need to be, buddy.
Yeah, man. I mean, Kenny Pickett hasn't really been doing it for the Steelers, and maybe Mitch comes in and switches things up a little bit and, you know, kind of changes this offense. You know, I know he's not always shown that he's the best quarterback, but maybe in the system that they're working, maybe it works well for him and he comes out and puts up some points. If you're struggling for a streamer, you know, it's there's worse guys out there.
Absolutely.
No doubt. But moving on to our next quarterback on our list. It's got to be Mr. Zach Wilson. And, you know, a lot of people have been hating on Zach Wilson and over the years and everything, but he looked competent against the Chiefs, man. It was a really good game. You know, he didn't start out great, but he really put together some good drives there. And he was 28 of 39 for 245 yards and two touchdowns, plus two rushes for 14 yards. And they got the Broncos coming up, who everybody has seemed to put fantasy points on. And so he could be a solid option.
Absolutely, buddy. Yeah, absolutely. Zach Wilson, is he really dating Kelsey's mom? Is that for real, or are they just messing with us?
I'm pretty sure they're memeing, but hey, you know, next thing we know, she'll be in his box wearing his jersey, you know?
I'm just waiting for the one that says, yeah, dating Kelsey's mom, and then it's got, oh, Kevin James looking up at you with the thing, you know? That's popping up everywhere, but yeah, do it for him. Do it. Hit it. Hit it one time. Heck yeah, buddy. Heck yeah. Yeah, Zach Wilson, man. I mean, if he can play the way he was playing during a few of those drives, bro, all the time, this guy could be magic, man. It seems like if you watch Hard Knocks, you heard Aaron Rodgers talking to him and telling him, hey, man, if your reads aren't there, this is what you do. And it feels like Zach actually listened to the legend and, you know, could possibly, hopefully continue and maybe be the Jets guy, you know, when Aaron gets out of there.
Yeah, man, and he's gaining a lot of confidence in himself, and also he's admitting to his mistakes. You know, last year and a couple years before, you know, he's real cocky, like it wasn't his fault, blah, blah, blah. Now he's coming out and he's admitting, you know, he's made mistakes and the mistakes were his fault. Taking responsibility for your actions really shows maturity in the quarterback spot, and I think that shows on the field.
For sure, buddy, for sure. But yeah, that's the quarterback waiver wire ads. We got to move on to another waiver ads, and it's our running back waiver wire ads for week five. Jumping to my first guy here. I've got Jaleel McLaughlin. And if you don't know that name, don't worry. You're not alone. A lot of folks don't know who this guy is, but look, he's on the Broncos. He went 7 carries for 72 yards. That's 10.3 yards per carry. He also got 3 catches for 32 yards and a touchdown. He looked great with Javonte out. I thought Pirine would step up, but it seems like this Jaleel McLaughlin, the rookie, stepped up and, you know, did his thing, man. I mean, I really had some hope for Pirine, but this guy was doing magic out there, buddy.
Yeah, man, Jaleel, undrafted rookie there. You know, he's coming in and kind of taking Javonte's work after Javonte got injured. You know, I think it's definitely still going to be a split between Pirine and Jaleel, but it looks like Jaleel's getting the better carries on this team. You know, I really was banking on Pirine doing well this year, and he hasn't done horrible, but I really thought if Javonte got hurt, he would be the man to step up, but Jaleel's stepping in, and so we need to look at him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sirree.
But moving on to our next running back waiver wire ad, it's Jaylen Warren, man. And I've been tooting the Jaylen Warren horn for a long time now. But he had 8 rushes for 29 yards and 6 catches for 26 yards. He's getting more and more touches every week. And Najee has been not good for fantasy. Warren is emerging as the better back on this team. I mean, he's only 61% rostered on Sleeper. And he had a 49% snap percentage, and Najee also had 49. So they're half and half on the snaps. And I think that percentage is only going to go up from this point forward. So especially if you're a Najee owner, you need to get you some Jaylen Warren if he's available. And even if you're not, I would go out and grab him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a Najee owner, but if I was, I would be panicking when I got a exactly 50% snap split there. That really would make me nervous as an owner. But Jalen Warren, seems like when he gets the ball, man, he's looking like the guy over there. I mean, he's looking like the back who is just doing his thing, man. And I like Jalen Warren as an ad this week, Trey.
No doubt.
Moving on to my next guy, another guy that you may not have heard of, and that is Keaton Mitchell. Okay, look, he's coming off of IR. He got hurt in the Ravens preseason game. Look, this basically is because of the Ravens and all their running back room troubles is the only reason this guy is a potential ad. This is someone that you can maybe get now, and he's eligible to play this week. I mean, the chances are he might not, but it's somebody that you won't have to fight people later to get on the wire, and because Gus Edwards and Justice Hill just ain't doing it, buddy.
Yeah, man. I mean, Justice Hill, still kind of working on his injury. Gus Edwards not really producing. And this team loves Keaton Mitchell. You know, I've heard a lot of things about how the coaches love him, the staff love him. His dad was in the NFL. He grew up in the area, I believe. And he's just kind of like a star for this team, and they really want him to shine. And I think they're going to give him the opportunity.
Absolutely, buddy. Yeah, I like Keaton Mitchell coming off IR. Beat the traffic on the wire and get this guy early.
No doubt. But moving on to our next running back waiver wire ad, it is Chuba Hubbard. The man was 14 for 41 and had 2 catches for 12 yards. He played 8 more snaps than Miles Sanders, who is dealing with injury himself. If Sanders continues to deal with this injury and things don't look up, Hubbard's going to get more work. He's only 32% owned in sleeper leagues. And this is even, like I say, this is more of a stash for if Sanders goes out. But even that Sanders in the game, Hubbard still got more work this week because of the injury. So just monitor that. I know this team is kind of a dumpster fire of an offense. But if you're struggling at running back, Chuba can put up some points on the board for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Chuba can, do little things for you. And in deeper league settings, I'd say he'd be an okay ad. Miles Sanders, I don't know what's going on with him, man, but I have some Miles Sanders and I'm not happy about it, Trey.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I don't have any Miles Sanders, but I wanted some.
Yeah, now exactly.
I'm kind of glad I ain't living that life.
I mean, he did. We're going to get to a little bit of Miles Sanders later. But, yeah, Miles Sanders, step it up, my friend. Step it up.
No doubt.
That's the running back waiver wire pickups for this week. Let's move on to the wide receiver grabs for this week. Starting off with, I think, going to be the main grab on the wire this week. It's Tyler Boyd. Now, a lot of people in 12, 14, 16 leagues, Tyler Boyd is not there. Okay. But look, if he is there, you need to grab this guy because T. Higgins' rib injury, it may not keep him out super long, but for as long as it does, Tyler Boyd is going to be at least the number two. While Jamar Chase is getting that double coverage, Tyler Boyd's going to be hanging out there waiting for the ball. I think he's more of a valuable pickup in full PPR leagues. He's never been like a big yardage guy, like getting lots of yards, but he always gets the receptions here. So for your full PPR leagues, especially, grab you some Tyler Boyd this week.
Yeah, man. I love the Tyler Boyd take, and this team, they're known for getting better in the second half of the year. I mean, they've done it the last 2 years and they can't go down from here, I don't think. So the potential is there. Tyler Boyd is a great receiver. He just happens to be the third greatest receiver on this team. Now he's moved into the number two spot. And I think he's going to get some work. And like I said, I really think this offense is going to improve down the stretch. So I think it's definitely worth an ad. No telling how long T. Higgins is out. But while he's out, Tyler Boyd isn't the dude.
They better improve, buddy. They better improve.
But moving on to our next waiver wire ad, it is the man Michael Wilson. 7 of 7 for 76 yards and 2 touchdowns. His role has been rising each week on this team. He's passed Rondale Moore on the depth chart. If the team is not looking to throw out the year at this point, it kind of looks like they're not. They're going to put up offensive points, and Michael Wilson is getting more and more involved in this team. There's a lot of great talk about him in practice and everything like that. And if Kyler Murray comes back, hopefully it's even more positive for this team, and Michael Wilson can even rise up from there.
Yeah, I like Michael Wilson. It seemed like every time you looked up, Michael Wilson was there making plays. He's quick. He was beating the man coverage. I love Michael Wilson. Just hopefully they can get him the ball enough to keep this thing going, my friend.
No doubt, no doubt.
Michael Wilson, yeah, great ad. Let's move to my next guy on my list, Jameson Williams. Back to some Jameson Williams talk, man. In the offseason, we were talking about him. Is he worth grabbing and stashing till week six? Well, it's week five right now. So, you know, he's coming back early, making his season debut against the Panthers, which I think is a great first place team to go against on your season debut. If he's on the wire anywhere, grab this guy. He's coming back early, Trey. Why is this guy coming back early?
Yeah, so let me explain it to the people that don't know yet. You know, the NFL has changed their rules on betting, and the kind of a general summary is there's basically three tiers of punishment at this point. The highest being betting on your own team or betting on a game or releasing information and then betting on it. The second tier is just betting on the NFL in general. And the third tier is betting at your place of work, basically. So in the practice buildings and stuff like that. Which is exactly what Jameson Williams did. Come to find out, I don't know the specifics on it, but he wasn't even betting on football. I believe he was betting on an NBA game or MLB game or something like that, but he was doing it at the Lions facilities, which is why he got in trouble. They came out and was like, you know, we were a little too harsh on that being the thing because he can legally do that at his house. He just can't do it in the facility. I think he was even using FanDuel, like, you know, just placing an NBA bet. So he probably didn't even, you know, that really changes my mindset on the thing because he probably didn't even think he was doing anything wrong. And, you know, so he wasn't going out of his way to do something illegal, which it makes me a little bit higher on him as a player in person. But so they let him off. Now I think it's only two games if that's a situation. But since he'd already sat out four, you know, they were like, go ahead and start playing and practicing and everything. So here he comes, man. And I like Jameson Williams a lot. I think he has one of the highest ceilings on the waiver wire. But he does have a floor as well because I think he's only got one career catch.
I remember that catch actually.
But, it was a great catch.
It was a great catch. But yeah, man, I think he's you know, if the Lions offense continues to play like they have been playing, Jameson Williams might be a steal for people who held on to this guy and grabbing him, you know, if he is out there because somebody needed the room on their bench. Grab you some Jameson Williams.
Yeah, man, definitely. But moving on to our last wide receiver this week, it's Nick Westbrook-Ikhine for the Tennessee Titans. He had 5 receptions for 6 targets, 51 yards, and a touchdown. You know, Tennessee's offense has been hit or miss, but with Burks out, Nick is the two-man, and he should definitely get some work. He's only 2% owned, so he's guaranteed out there in your leagues. Go get you some Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. He can be a fill-in for your bye weeks, and because that's we got bye weeks this week, so you're gonna need some fill-in. So I think he's worth throwing in there if you're desperate.
Absolutely, yeah. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, you know, this guy, if he could be like super consistent and continue to be awesome, I think he's a good wide receiver, man. He does what he's supposed to do, man. He runs crisp routes. I just feel like the bad quarterback play is really, really hurting Nick Westbrook-Ikhine and the rest of them, D-Hop and all. You know what I mean?
Definitely, definitely. You know, I just that's what worries me is this dude's floor is zero, so that is a potential that you have to deal with. But with Burks out and everything like that, and if Tannehill can stay competent and compete in these games, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine will do the same.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. That'll do it for our wide receiver waiver wire ads. Guys, I do see your questions in the comments. We will get to them here in a minute. But we got to get to the tight end waiver wire ads first. And pulling up first on my list is a guy that I've given up on already this season. And I'm willing to give him another shot. And that is Dalton Schultz. welcome back to my team, Dalton Schultz. 3 catches, 42 yards, 1 touchdown, his first touchdown as a Texan, I might add. But look, this is based upon the Texans offense and CJ Stroud continuing to get better. Dude threw for over 1,200 yards. You would think Dalton Schultz got some more of that. But the point is, like, he's going to carve him out a significant role. CJ Stroud is going to start to realize that, and you can see it already happening, that Dalton Schultz is dependable, is somebody he can get, and he'll take care of him, buddy.
Yeah, man, I like the Dalton Schultz. The only thing that scares me is that there's so many mouths to feed on this team, and CJ Stroud is loving to spread it around. So I definitely think there'll be games where Dalton Schultz will get forgotten about. But we know how good of a tight end Dalton Schultz is, and if this team can figure that out, then this dude is going to be a monster. Because if CJ Stroud would focus on Dalton Schultz, I think that they could really take it up a notch to this offense.
Absolutely, buddy. Love me some Schultz, and I'm ready for him to be relevant again, my friend.
But jumping to our next waiver wire ad, a little two-peat because he was here last week, but I don't think y'all listened good enough. That's my man, Jonnu Smith. 6 targets, 6 receptions, 95 yards. By the way, 95 yards, that's the most yards by a tight end this year. Just throwing that out there. He was the tight end 3 on the week. He's only 2% rostered in the sleeper leagues, and he was the leading receiver on this team. He's had 40 yards receiving in back-to-back weeks, and he's better than Kyle Pitts on the Falcons.
I knew something like that was coming, buddy. Just a jab, another jab at Kyle Pitts. Not that he doesn't deserve it. Not that he doesn't deserve it. But, yeah, Jonnu Smith, man, is looking like, the tight end you can actually trust on this team, man. I did not realize that was the most yards by a tight end, which is incredible to me. Yeah, Jonnu Smith, man. Get him on a team where a quarterback who likes to throw short, Jonnu Smith, be your guy, man. I like it. No I like doubt. It. But, yeah, that is Jonnu Smith. Let's move on to my next guy, and it is Cole Kmet. Over on the Bears playing in Thursday night football. Look, Cole Kmet, he kind of went off, my friend. 7 catches, 85 yards, 2 touchdowns. And for me, this is based on Justin Fields getting it together, man. Starting to get it together, start to realize that Cole Kmet is a viable option. I really think Fields is going to get it together. And when that happens, Cole Kmet ends up being a good tight end fit for your team, Trey.
Yeah, man, we've talked about this before. You know, Cole Kmet last year was kind of the 2-touchdown guy. He had several weeks with 2 touchdowns. And if Justin Fields is gaining that confidence again and getting it back together, then Cole Kmet should produce. And I was excited about Cole Kmet in the preseason. I'm glad to finally see him get some work. So I think it's a good ad.
Absolutely. Absolutely, buddy. Yeah, Cole Kmet. I like it.
But moving on to our last tight end waiver wire ad this week, it's got to be my guy, Jake Ferguson. You know Dallas loves their tight ends. He was had seven receptions for 77 yards. He's the favorite check down option for Dak Prescott. He led this team in reception as well, tight end 4 on the week. Now, he's 50% owned on sleepers, so there's a 50-50 shot that he's in your league available or not. But I think that Jake Ferguson is a tight end that can be started, set it and forget it the rest of the season. So,
ooh, big words, my friend. Jake Ferguson, set it and forget it. Yeah, I like Jake Ferguson a lot, buddy. He is really stepping up over there, man. I just hope that he can stay consistent. But the way that the tight end – position is this year, I think Jake Ferguson can be a good grab for you, buddy. Set it and forget it. I like that, buddy.
Yeah, no doubt.
But that is our waiver wire ads for week 5. But before we keep going, let's get into Trey's top 3D.
Yeah, just to give you guys some defenses that are potential streams this week. These are the ones out there on the waiver wire that I looked at that I would be leaning towards. And I'm going to start them from my least favorite to my most favorite, but all of these are solid grabs. At number 3, I've got the Commanders defense versus the Bears. Obviously, Justin Fields is getting it together, but I think the Commanders defense has been very solid and the Bears have been shaky. So I think the Commanders can definitely put up some points on defense this week. That's the Thursday night game, so you can go ahead and get that out of the way, get your defense, see what points you're working with. My number 2 has to be the Dolphins versus the Giants, the Dolphins defense. The Giants just have not been very good on offense. The Giants defense hasn't been terrible, but their offense has just not been good. I mean, they're putting up, you know, less than 10 points almost every game. Without Saquon, this team just can't do much, and the Dolphins defense is going to take advantage of that. And then my favorite defense to stream this week has to be Detroit at Carolina. You know, you got Bryce Young out there, you know, doing the new things and not really figuring it out yet. Detroit, his defensive line has looked insane, and I guarantee you they're going to take apart Carolina's offensive line this week. And they're going to, it's going to be a very good defensive game for Detroit. So I like that.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Good defenses to grab in Trey's top 3D. I like it, buddy. I like it. Got some good ones in there. We had somebody, Tommy, I think, was asking us to do something like that. Tommy, that one's for you, buddy. That one is for you. But we've got the waivers and the defense out of the way. Let's go ahead and get to trade that dude. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Trade that dude. These are guys that we're talking about maybe potentially getting rid of on your team or maybe picking up. Trey, who do you got for us today?
Yeah, so my sell high this week has got to be Puka Nacua.
Ooh.
And, you know, and I'm not saying this dude is going to be a bust. I'm just saying that he is not going to produce to the level he is producing right now. Cooper Kupp is eligible to return. We don't know if he will just yet. But when he does, it is going to take a hit on Puka Nacua owners, I promise you. So if you go out and can trade him for a guy that's going to continue to get massive amounts of work, I think it's worth it. And I've seen a lot of people begging for Puka Nacua. Mm-hmm. So I would go out and try to get rid of my dude for something great.
I like it. I like it. How long till Cooper Kupp comes back? Do we know?
We don't know. I mean, he's eligible to come back now. I haven't heard anything about whether that he is or not. I mean, it could, you know, you could be weeks out. That's the one thing that, you know, as long as Cooper Kupp is out, Puka Nacua is in. But as soon as they say that Cooper Kupp is coming back, you're not going to get the value for Puka Nacua that you want.
Interesting. Interesting, buddy. I like it, though. Grab you. Puka, get rid of him, Trey says. That'd be hard for me to do. I'd say that, but you know what? Maybe you can get something really nice for the guy. So I do like that. My trade that dude candidate has got to be Miles Sanders. Kind of talked about him a little bit earlier. Looks like Chuba Hubbard's getting some of that work over there, which I do not like. I'm saying, you know, get rid of Miles Sanders. You're probably going to have to package him with somebody else. I really had high hopes for this guy. I mean, I guess you could say, look, we got the main guy on the main running back on an offense, but you know, just to try to help sell the Miles Sanders shares there. But yeah, like I said, you're probably going to have to package him, but I really think Miles Sanders, I'm just done dealing with this guy. Don't you think, buddy?
Yeah, man, I get it completely. You know, like I said, this team's kind of a dumpster fire offense. Sanders is not healthy, and it's just not looking good for fantasy output. So I agree with you completely.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, Bayou Bangle popping in saying Sean McVay said he wants Kupp on the field ASAP and wants him out there this week. Maybe limited snaps since it was a hamstring injury.
There you go. There you go. So, yeah, like I said, I think I would be right now if I was Puka Nacua owners. And I'm not saying, you know, if you hang on to Puka Nacua, I'm not saying that you're going to regret it because he still will get work, but he's not going to get the level of targets that he's been getting. I promise you that with Cooper Kupp on the field.
Yeah, I just don't see it happening, man. You know how Stafford likes to hyper target his guy. And I don't know. Puka would be a great number two, man. Probably still be good on your team, but probably not going to put up the numbers he's putting up right now. It makes sense, buddy. Makes sense. You got anybody else for trade that dude?
Yeah, man. I got a buy low target. Somebody you should go out and get. And I think you ain't got to spend much on this because everyone that owns this man is pretty devastated. But I do think that they're going to be on a rise towards the end of the season. And that is Joe Burrow, baby.
Oof.
I think you go out and get you some Joe Burrow because you're not going to have to spend a lot on him. I mean, people are hating that they drafted Joe Burrow right now. They're devastated T. Higgins is out. All these things are adding up. So you go out there, get you some Joe Burrow, keep him on your bench, you know, use him as a backup quarterback. But when this team starts taking off at the end of the season, like they always do, he'll be great for the playoffs.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love me some Burrow. The team just can't seem to figure it out. If there was ever a time to buy Burrow low, now would be the time. Now would be the time. Getting on to my buy low has got to be Christian Watson. Christian Watson, look, Love is slowly starting to figure these things out. It seems like he can't figure out the first half, but once that second half hits, he seems to get it going. Look, people were holding Christian Watson, waiting. He came on. He did not very great, but he got a touchdown, okay? So didn't put up great numbers. Now, I think that Christian Watson is about to start getting better. So if there was ever a time to buy low on Christian Watson, it's right now. Look, he's a great wide receiver. He beats man coverage. He's in the slot. He's doing big things, man. Go get you Christian Watson.
Yeah, man, I like it. I like it a lot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Trade that dude. That is trade that dude. Now let's get to the gag bag. The gag bag is guys that we are done with. We are dropping them off of our rosters, and we don't want no more. We don't want no mo. Who you got in the gag bag this week, my friend?
Okay, well, a couple of weeks ago, I had J.K. Dobbins in my gag bag. I'm just going to go ahead and throw the rest of the Ravens backfield in there with Gus Edwards and Justice Hill. Just throw them all in the gag bag.
Yeah. The whole Ravens backfield, throw them in the gag bag. My gag bag candidate this week is probably somebody that you've basically probably already thrown in your gag bag, but that is Kadarius Toney. This guy, I've seen him on a lot of people's rosters, just sitting there, just hanging out. Look, he's not the dude, okay? And if he is the dude, it's for maybe a week. Quit just trying to hope that Patrick Mahomes is his quarterback and that's why he has value. Done with it, bro. Drop him. Put someone better on your roster slot.
Yeah, man, Kadarius Toney just ain't it. It ain't hitting, and he's staying healthy, and it still ain't working. So I'm definitely down with you. Put him in the gag bag.
Kadarius Toney, throw him in the gag bag. Who you got? Anybody else in your gag bag this week, buddy?
That's it for me, dog.
I got one more for the gag bag, buddy. It's Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I mean, I hate to do it because I really got high hopes for this guy. In Dynasty, I'm holding on to this guy. Don't get me wrong, because I think next year, maybe the year after, this guy's going to be something special. But for now, I want to save my roster spots for people who are actually making me enough points and doing things for my team. What do you think?
Yeah, I dig it, man. You know, and I was worried about it in the beginning that there's just not enough mouth to feed. And you know, he just hasn't really been producing. So, you know, unless he's in your dynasty league or you're in a keeper league, maybe. But you probably drafted him too high in a keeper league anyway. So, yeah, I would try to find something else.
That's right, baby. Jaxon Smith-Njigba, throw him in the gag bag. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's our gag bag. That's our trade, that dude. Now it's time for Thursday Night Football Starts and Sits. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thursday Night Football Starts and Sits. This week, we've got the Bears at the Commanders.
Yes, sir. Over under for this game is 44.5 points. Vegas has the Commanders winning by 4. And even though Justin Fields looked better this past week, I'm still going to take the Commanders in this game because the Bears still lost.
Yeah, the Bears lost, man. But Justin Fields did some things. I'm taking the Bears in this game, my friend. Taking the Bears.
Going to end that 14 game losing streak, whatever it is.
It ends tonight, buddy. I mean, the Commanders gave the Eagles a run for their money, which is something considering what we saw from them a week before that. But I just think that the Bears, like I said, are starting to figure it out. Justin Fields, blah, blah, blah. I think that the Bears are going to get him, buddy. I think this is the time.
Okay. We'll have to see what happens.
We shall. And I'm keeping the receipt, my friend. let's roll to some Bears starts here against that Commanders defense. I like starting a few of these guys. Start me up some Justin Fields this week. One, because I have to, and one, Lee, because I got so many people on by. But two, because I just think he's going to throw a party on the Commanders or run a party, one of the two. And start Khalil Herbert. I mean, he did great last week. I think he does good this week. Start DJ Moore and start Cole Kmet. I'm sitting Roschon Johnson and I'm sitting Darnell Mooney.
Yeah, man, I like it. You know, you just can't the differences with Darnell Mooney and the ups and downs is just not enough to make sure he's a guaranteed start. But I like the other guys, definitely. I mean, you know, Cole Kmet with two touchdowns, you know, hopefully that continues this week. And Justin Fields, you know, run some yards, man.
Give me one touchdown for Cole Kmet. I'll be happy.
Yeah, no doubt. But jumping to our commander starts, Sam Howell, like I said earlier, I think is a decent super flex option this week. Brian Robinson, I think you got to start this guy. And Scary Terry, looking back and healthy and ready to go, so I think you can start him up. Curtis Samuel and Jahan Dotson are both questionable for this game. I don't want to start either one of them unless one of them is out. So if Curtis Samuel's out, I would start Jahan Dotson. And if Jahan Dotson is out, I would start Curtis Samuel. But if they are both in, I feel like the work is going to get spread around too much to start one. And then Logan Thomas is a manageable tight end. We'll get you 8 to 10 points. So if you're looking for that kind of thing, throw him in there.
Maybe a touchdown. You're going to call it?
I'm not calling it.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be, you know, an interesting game to say the least. I'm going to watch it just because I want to watch old Justin Fields and so I can pick him apart or, you know, tell you what he's done good at least.
Right.
It's going to be a good one, though, I think. You know, not the best Thursday night football, but it'll be a game and that's all that matters, my friend. Before we get going, we got a few questions going on down in the comments, Trey. Let's get to them. Let's help these folks out. From over on Twitch, username says, should I do Kelsey for Jacobs, Ford, and Odell?
In my opinion, I think you just hang on to Kelsey here. I mean, Odell hasn't really shown anything. You know, Jacobs and Ford is a decent running back punch. I mean, if you're just stranded at running back, like say you have like Eckler and Barkley or something, you know, maybe it's something worth doing, but I would still try to switch out Odell for somebody else. Other than that, I'm going to hang on to Kelsey.
I'll say this. Odell was very close to my gag bag. I mean, I might as well have just thrown him in there, but I figured he can hang out on the IR spot, so you couldn't be too upset about him being there. But yeah, I'm holding on to Kelsey. He hasn't been the best tight end this year, but you know that him and Mahomes are going to get together and figure it out. So I'm going to stick with Kelsey on this one too, my friend. Let's see. Chris Lude. Welcome back, Chris Lude. What's up, guys? I'm thinking of playing Rashee Rice over George Pickens this week as wide receiver 4. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. You know, Rashee Rice has really looked like the best receiver on the Chiefs. And George Pickens, you know, with Mitch Trubisky, who knows what that's going to look like. You know, it hasn't looked the best with Kenny Pickett either. Rashee Rice has been continued to getting work, but it's not been a lot of work, as much work as we want. I think Pickens will get more targets. The question is, are the targets worth it? Because Rashee Rice has seemed to be. So I don't hate that at all if you're going to start Rice over Pickens.
I like starting Pickens here. I know Mitch Trubisky's throwing the ball to him, but Rashee Rice is a really good wide receiver, just hasn't been up to my fantasy standards. Pickens has his moments. I think I'll stick with Pickens, honestly. That's my call, at least. And we got a long one here, buddy. I'm going to do it to him because he was waiting patiently over on Twitch, and that's Danny Band's team breakdown. Dak Walker, Sanders, CeeDee, AJ Brown, Tyler Higbee, Hopkins, Saints, Cook, Doddle, Chark, Marquise Brown, who should I let go of and try to get? I'm 4-0 in my 12-man league. Before y'all in the stream, if you could.
I mean, it's definitely a solid team, you know, but we already talked about, you know, Miles Sanders. Is somebody I think that I would try to ship out. Along with Hopkins, I think if you could get a Sanders Hopkins combo and pair them for a better running back, I think that's something I would be interested in doing. You know, and then Marquise Brown, I mean, you know, I think I would hang on to him for when Kyler gets back. It's got potential. But everything else about your team I like, but I think maybe, you know, pair some Sanders and Hopkins together for a better running back and you'll be all right.
And maybe Chark. I mean, I like Chark. I picked him up in a couple leagues, but I mean, I wouldn't be upset if I lost him, you know, with dude Bryce Young throwing to him. I wouldn't be upset if I lost Chark. It just depends what I get for him. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. Danny Band's over on Twitch. Guys, if you're watching us on YouTube or on Twitch, on YouTube, please hit the like button for us. Helps your boys out tremendously. Subscribe to the channel if you are not already. Over on Twitch, hit that follow button for us. Follow your boys. We appreciate the love. Appreciate the love. Let's see here. Bayou Bangle says, perfect. Trade for Nakua. Great call on the trade value at its peak. Called that one. Jahmyr Gibbs gag bag special. 32 attempts for Montgomery compared to Gibbs' 8. As long as Montgomery is healthy, Gibbs deserves the gag bag trade.
Look, man, I understand it completely, but I am not ready to throw Gibbs in the gag bag. I'm going to give him one more week. I mean, my team depends on it. So, you know, I'm just praying, hopefully, that that this next week and all the hoopla in the media and everything has made an impact on this team and Gibbs gets more work.
Well, he said it right there. As long as Montgomery is healthy, which is something that doesn't happen a lot. You know, Montgomery healthy is great. Dude is killing it. And Jahmyr Gibbs has kind of fallen to the wayside here. But even if I'm going to sit Jahmyr Gibbs, I can't do it. I can't throw him in the gag bag yet, buddy. I'm not ready for that, Trey.
I feel you.
Big Grumps over on Twitch says, I just traded Connor, Kittle, Christian Watson for Kyren, Goddard, and Hollywood. Who won?
Man, Kyren Williams with 98% of the snaps. I'm loving that over there. Dallas Goedert versus Kittle is almost a wash for me. And then Christian Watson for Hollywood. You know, man, it's tough for me. I think it's really even there, you know, because the Connor Kittle, Christian Watson sounds great, but then mm-hmm. Kyren Williams really is a monster right now and is kind of sleeping to the wayside with the Puka Nacua taking the spotlight. I think I would rather have the Kyren Goddard side, honestly. It's a very close call, but I think I would rather.
Goddard has been very disappointing this season, I will say that. I had high hopes for him. I like the Connor Kittle, Christian Watson side of things, to be completely honest.
Yeah, I feel you, man. It's really even for me, man. I don't think I would be, I don't think one side outweighs the other one.
To me, basically, it's the Connor Kittle Watson against Kyren. Basically, to me,
I feel you. I just like I was saying about Hollywood Brown, and if Kyler mm-hmm. Murray comes back, and then you know that's kind of compared with Christian sure. Watson, and if Jordan Love and him have that kind of connection, yeah. I know he got a touchdown, but that doesn't always mean everything.
Nice, yeah, no, I get you, bro. I get you. Let's see. Facebook user says, "I need advice for the Bears game. Fields over Goff this week. I need just one wide receiver to start." Moore or Christian Watson or Myers? I've also got a good feeling about the Bears this week. Yes, sir. Me too, my friend. Me too. Let's see for the Bears game. Fields over Goff this week, Trey?
Yeah, man. I think that if I was in that situation, I would probably make that move. You know, I've got Goff in a couple leagues, and I'm a little worried because his fantasy output has not shown by how good he's been on the field. The numbers just aren't as high as I want them to be, and Fields' ceiling is definitely higher than Goff's. So, you know, if you're going to get, you know, a solid week out of Goff, but you could get an amazing week out of Fields. So especially if I'm struggling and my team is kind of questionable, I would definitely go with Fields.
Okay. And then I just need one wide receiver to start, DJ Moore or Christian Watson or Jacoby Myers.
Yeah. Well, if you're going Fields, you got to go Moore, man. Might you got to get the stack down and double up on the points.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. DJ Moore, has been doing good, you know, despite, you know, the bad stuff. You know, he's had his rougher games, but I like DJ Moore and Fields starting this week. As a matter of fact, I'm literally doing it in a league myself, so I'd stick with that side of things. But yeah, great show, buddy. Great show. Guys, don't forget that we are on Patreon, man. Yeah, you can ask us a question here, but you can't get that one-on-one type of feeling you get over on Patreon. Get exclusive videos that not everybody gets to see. Patreon.com/4thandflex. All kinds of perks over there. At least go down the description, click it, look at it, see if it's anything you might be interested in, man. Your boys work hard over here, and we really love the support. And don't forget that we got merch. We got merch, my friend. We got shirts. We got hats. We even got stickers with our logo on it. Guys, go on there. Get some stuff, man. Get you the Fourth and Flex logo. Put it on your wall. Put it on your body. Put it in your coffee. Put it on your coffee. But yeah, Trey, great show. Any final thoughts this week?
Just that I really am messed up a little bit by these bye weeks, and I'm hoping I can maneuver the waiver wire. You know, I got one league that I'm 0-4 in, and I just need to get that dub, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Chris Lude says, good show. Thank you, brother. We appreciate that. Much love. Much love. Guys, thank you so much for watching, and we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace out.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go!
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.